Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sir Elton John, ladies and gentlemen, his first song. Still love that one. Leave on. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Peggy McCall. She's not going to be a new friend for long. We're going to get her back. We've got a lot more we can learn from her. She is the president of and the founder of Dynamic Destinies Incorporated, a training company, and a best-selling author, New York Times best-selling author, including the new book, which she co-authored, Darn Easy, Work Half as Hard, Earn Twice as Much While Living the Life of Your Dreams, available wherever books are sold. Peggy, thanks again for hanging out with us. In your book, you talk about aligning goals with your desires. And surely in the middle of all that is what we talked about in the last segment, where, you know, we have these goals, we have these ideas that we want to, these things we want to accomplish, and but converting them into and aligning them with our desires, that's the hard part, because in the middle is us, right?
True.
So how do we do that? How do we align our goals and our desires?
Well, I think it comes down to what we were talking a little bit about earlier with what Neville Goddard says when he says, come from your goals. So what does that mean? It means that you have to imagine and act as if you have already achieved what you desire. For example, when I first became an author, one of my goals and the desire of writing the books, as you said earlier, is we write the books for the readers. Mm-hmm. We don't write them for ourselves, although it's mm-hmm. a wonderful experience to do so. And so I had to imagine as if my books were already big sellers on the New York Times bestseller list. And yet I didn't know how I was going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I found is that by acting as if and thinking and imagining and focusing on that goal as if it was already done, all of a sudden I started getting introduced to the right people. People that knew how to get the results. People that had already put their books on the New York Times bestseller list. People that had sold thousands and thousands mm-hmm. of copies. And so what I did was I learned from them. You know, and I felt fear. I felt a lot of discomfort, but I thought, you know what? I need to reach out of my comfort zone and ask the questions that are going to get me the results that I'm looking for, mm-hmm. and then follow through.
And then build on what you've already done, right? I mean, when I think about entrepreneurs, Peggy, you know, one of my favorite things to tell people about entrepreneurs, when somebody says to an entrepreneur, "How did you do that?" The entrepreneur looks back and says, "I didn't know I wasn't supposed to." You know what I mean? And so, so once you have one of those moments, right? Once you have one of those, "Wow, I did that, and I didn't know I wasn't supposed to." You know, these other people are thinking it's a big deal. Once you have one of those moments with yourself, don't lose that, right? Build on that.
That's so true. It's so true. When I started marketing my very first book, and I had learned from a mentor how to market on the internet. And I started selling thousands and thousands of copies. And like you, Jim, I became my own publisher. And I was having this wonderful, profitable experience. And then I thought, wow, you know what? The world is really hungry for more information. We've got this thing called the internet that allows me, even though I lived in this, you know, small town outside of Ottawa, Ontario, mm-hmm. to reach people anywhere in the world and bring them something of value. So I started creating online courses. And that's back in 2002. And even though that wasn't really that long ago, the idea of taking courses online was still fairly new. And I got into that business right away, and that created a whole new source of opportunity of delivering more value in the world and increasing my business.
Yeah. And folks, this stuff's in the book. Get Out of Your Own Way, page 57, by the way. Peggy, you also talk about outcome-focused consciousness. Talk to us a little bit about that, but also, as you're doing that, uncomfortable goals. What about uncomfortable goals?
Yeah, I have a great example of that. You know, a number of years ago, my son was just a baby. He was like two. And I was getting divorced and had a desire to purchase a home. And the home that my ex-husband and I had wasn't selling. So what I did was I set the goal to purchase a home, even though I didn't have any money to do so. And so what I did was I found a home that I had set as a goal of a home that I wanted to live in. And I saw myself, I visualized, I went to that home and I saw myself and my son living in that home. Now, at the time, there was a draw in our city where you could buy a ticket for $100 and win the house. And that's the house that I would visualize living in. Well, I didn't win the house. The draw came, the draw went. And I decided, you know what, I'm not throwing my goal out. I still see myself in that home, even though we hadn't sold our home, still didn't have any money. And then finally, the house went on the market. And I called the agent. I said, I want to see the house. And I went to see the house. I didn't have the money. And what I did was I just saw myself, and I put in an offer to purchase this home. And I came up with this really unique idea, move in the home and occupy it, pay an occupancy fee, and close later so I could figure it out. And you know what? I ended up making the money on an IPO, an initial public offering. And it was a big stretch. You know, I
but
felt
you took
fear.
But a lot of people aren't ready to take that kind of risks. But I love the way you did it. I love the way you think about it. And small business owners get that. We get the risk taking. Hey, Peggy, I've got to wrap it up because we got to move on. But will you come back another day? You got a lot more to teach us.
I would love to. Thank you so much, Jim.
I need the website one more time.
PeggyMcCall.com, PeggyMcCall.com.
All right. And the book is called Darn Easy, co-authored by Brian Proctor. Peggy will be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.